their comments. Okay. He starts talking about that the Kedusha of the Torah is what gives, the words of the Torah is what gives Kedusha to anything. This is something we said I was going to speak out Shlomo Hyman to in the end of the second chelik of Kedusha of Shlomo. So there's a lot of different words that he said over that people wrote down, or things that he said over in drashas. So there's a beautiful piece that only he said in a drasha, or he said it b'shem someone. Kassil are Absadi Goyim. He says a story. In the time of Absadi Goyim was a Goyim and lived before the Rishonim. Be'eshin Eskabim Mitzrayim. He was asked to come from Egypt to Syria to be a Rosh Hashiva. He was close by to these places. That's where he was. In Syria was a tremendous surah. Was a tremendous issue of Yidden. And he was asked to be a Rosh Hashiva in Syria. Banu Oz Yeshiva B'Suria, they built a big yeshiva. V'kosev Reb Sadi Goyim L'cholam Koyimish Sheyavir L'ez Binyan Yeshiva. He made a campaign, like they have today. He wrote to all different communities, please send money for the building of the yeshiva. So they wanted to make sure that people, they have a building and they have a sfarim and everything. Hoya Gvir Echad in Mitzrayim Ashagama B'li B'Lasar Koydish B'Yeshiva Al-Cheshboinai. It was a Gvir who knew him from, still from Egypt, and he said he wants to help him build the Aron Kodesh. He had a very big amount of money for, large amount of money for the Aron Kodesh. Kshabal Asura, Shoma Kikvar Gdimu Echad, Avinodav Aron Kodesh. They didn't have, like today we have, figure in 2 seconds what happens on the other side of the world, so there's no email, no texting, there's no ways. He got there and he found that someone already gave it. He wanted to have the most chashuv thing in yeshiva. He wanted to have, and he doesn't have a schus in the most kaddish thing in yeshiva. What is that? Aron Kodesh. He came in front of Reb Sadi Goyim. Amalei dabni. This is the lashon I'm waiting for. Ketzleinu yesh teir shebichsav v'teir shebalpeh. We have two parts of Torah. Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh. Torah Shebiksav, Mekoyma, and I'm reading from different Sefer, it's not from Torah Shebiksav, Mekoyma, Baron Kodesh. Torah Shebiksav, its place is in Aron Kodesh. Avot Torah Shebapeh, where is Torah Shebapeh today? Where is it? He nimser Bapeh, Midor, Lidor. It's given over. When you learn Gemara, you learn Torah Shebapeh. It was given over generation after der was given over each der until they decided to write it down. We'll learn that Torah Shabbat Peh. Ubemokom sheben yeshiva oimeid. Veloimeid. Sham hu aron kodesh. The chair you're sitting in, he says, the place you're standing, that becomes aron kodesh. This person is adam kodesh. The Torah that a person learns is mashpia, that brings kedusha. So he says that this bench is aron kodesh. He says, Asafso, the bench, Aron Kodesh. Astender, he wrote his lashon. I don't think the Sadi Goyim said stender. They didn't have stenders then. They did have it called stender. Stender Aron Kodesh. Kol Yeshiva Kul Aron Kodesh. He told him this is Aron Kodesh. So it's a very, very, has a certain regish involved that you understand that the Torah is mashpia. We're going to speak now about how the words of the Torah, the Psukei Torah, are mashpia on Kedusha in the world. But over here, he's saying over here, that when a person gives money for a bench or for a stander or for a building of yeshiva, it's also Tzemachim Kodesh. It's also Aron Kodesh. We're still Tamid HaChamas over here. There was a minig by Gedol Yisrael when they were Nifter. I think that some service one of the people when they were Nifter, they took the table that they learned on and they built the arm from that table. Shavuos, it became the Kedusha that it was also made on him, but Akapanim, the Kedusha that he had over there the whole time, this is where he sat on it the whole time. It served the Sefer Torah. There was a Sefer Torah over here. Right? The Gemara says about Machis. the people stand up for Sefer Torah, don't stand up for Tamid HaKam, they don't understand what it's all about. They don't. So now he says, "V'gam kiddushes va'or mitzvah shetashken oyer al oisa adover v'chefetz ha-shaboy." It's like the third paragraph in Ginyu Perek Lamed. "V'al yodei te'osa mitzvah ein asher aleim rak lefi shate." When you do a mitzvah, when you use a lulav, a shofar, tzitzis, all these things, b'shas, when you're wearing it or using it, it has kedusha, which means that if you shas v'yalut, you're shaking your lulav and you're doing the mitzvah and you go give a little bit of a bank to your neighbor next because you want to give him a little zetz, that is be mazalzel in the mitzvah, and it's us to do it because you're mamash taking something that has kedusha and you be mazalzel on it. That, or taking whatever, anything you take, or tzitzis, you take tzitzis, I don't know, while you're wearing it, you give it a guy a thing, I don't know, it's Shabbos, it's Zilzal Menitz, because you're wearing Menitz, you're showing him Zalzal on it. Aval ach shenaase be mitzvos an akdusha va or mis'alo mis'alot man tekev. As soon as you finish, guys, have it, you have it, you know, you as soon as you finish with the mitzvah, the kedusha and ur is mastalak. That's why al pi din, you're allowed to take your lulav after you finish with it and throw it in the garbage. You're allowed to take it tzitz and throw it in the garbage. But the Mishabura brings down, you have to put it since a mitzvah was done with it, so the Mishabura writes, I think it's in the tzitzis, he brings down that you're supposed to discard it in a mechubedik way, just because it's just, it shows a bizarre the mitzvah. But it's also nice with some sefer where there was a guy coming to take a feher, and he didn't accept the yeshiva, and he did very well in his feher. And the Chassam Sofer, they asked Chassam Sofer, why didn't he take him in? He was very good at learning. He was on the way into yeshiva, I was looking out the window, and I saw him coming in, and there was a pile of schach there, and he stepped right on the schach. He said, someone who's mezalzel on schach right after sukkahs, and says, he's missing in the fine lines over here about having a haracha for mitzvahs. He said, I don't know if we're going to say chlos in yeshiva. That's what he said. Well, some say, we don't do that in the mirror. I don't look at the window, see if the guy's stepping on schach. But upon him, we're just to see over here that the avada doesn't have kedusha. Just the word is, he's now in a mazalas on it. But it doesn't have any more kedusha after it. The nishke b'rishayim, it's mamash like it, and nothing, no mitzvah was done to it. Avala teirah kedusha kol mokam shetazriah v'tefiya oira kedusha sepam achas. Kedushas oilam tiyaloi v'nishe atam v'kedusha say. Anything that had the Torah in it, which is like what? Sefer Torah itself, a mantle of Sefer Torah, you can never ever take off the Kedusha. There are Kodesh where it lies, unless you made it tonight, it has Kedusha, you can't use for anything else. You can't build a stand, you can't build anything else for it. Maybe you could use something for the question if you have an Aron that was used for Nevi'im, to use for Torah maybe, because it goes up in Darga. But a regular, you can't, anything that was used in Kodesh, you can't use it for anything else now. Either has to be discarded or maybe Sreif, you have to know what to do with it. Those things you can never, ever, ever, something that once had kedusha in it, you can never lose its kedusha. So tefillin, the parshas of the batim of tefillin, and even a mezuzah holder, that's why I think they, al pi halacha, they wrap the mezuzah, they put on a plastic, even just because that outside case shouldn't, besides the fact that it protects it, but I think the outside case shouldn't get a din of like a, you have to know if it gets vintage Mish Kedusha or not. You have to know, you have to speak to the Paiskim, but that's something about it, because once you can't throw out the box, you're going to have to put it in a shame, you're going to have to find a place where to put it in a. Now he says, "V'les chamidi b'divrei d'loy merimizi b'kra." This is a very, 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 very tief in the kud over here. All Torah, he's going to say this in a few lines, that every the kedusha of the mitzvahs come from the fact that it says the pasuk in the Torah. So really, Torah Shavah Peh is also everything that has a remez. Chazal always went and found remezim to every single thing in Torah Shavah Peh. Because the Kedushas of Torah lies in Torah Shabbat also, because it stems from Torah Shabbat Ksav. Everything stems from the Torah. There's a long list of Zachim that all the Rishonim and Acharim always found, even if the Gemara didn't speak about where it's Remizalon B'Daraisa, where it's brought down the Pesukim. Every single thing, the Kedusha of Torah Shabbat Baal Peh stems from the Torah Shabbat Ksav, because they found the Remez in the Torah where it lies. where the pasuk lies of it. That's why the Be'etzem, besides the fact that it has a Shem Torah to it, but it also comes from Torah Shel. Everything, the Goyim and Sof Yomav try to find all the dinim of all the Gemaras, how it fits them to find where the remez is in the pasuk. What's the pshat? The pshat is that everything comes from the Kedusha Torah. The Torah has Kedusha, whether it's all the Gemara has Kedusha, all because it stems from the Pesach Torah. And he says, "V'les chamidim b'divrei l'or mizi v'krov yesh l'chavan akasu ner mitzvah Torah or gamal zayin niskar." What the Gemara says that ner mitzvah Torah or what I told you earlier at the beginning of the first of the perik, the earlier perik, that mitzvahs is like a ner, that the ner goes out, has no light anymore. Mashengin the or goes on forever. Torah is compared to or mitzvahs compared to the ner. That's the idea. That's what the Gemara is trying to maramas also. That mitzvahs, once you finish the mitzvah, it doesn't have no kedusha anymore. But b'shas when you do it, it has kedusha. Torah is kedusha; it's forever. It has kedusha. Al pi perusha maniska leil b'soyit shaman ner eni meir lefisho mam er meir leolam beheim asu hefresh beneim lin hagona v'atzal adam. The Gemara speaks about a guy before it protects a person or doesn't protect a person. Ve'efshe lefarshe says Reb Chaim v'lashna gam kin sheyir megakasav gam leinin hefresh v'hevel ben ter kedusha mitzvah mavur brayis megillah niska leil. I just told you now. If it stays the Kedusha, it doesn't stay the Kedusha. So that's what he says. He's trying, this whole parak is comparing where does Torah mitzvahs fall in, the dargis, the level of Torah mitzvahs. So he's comparing, he's telling you that the Torah has such a power that Kedusha stays forever, as opposed to mitzvahs that only stays from Shasim during the mitzvah. Now he says what I just told you before. V'loyoid El shagam oisa Kedusha v'chiyuson va'oyrin shel mitzvah shel katshem chayim la'adam kaimon. The kedusha and the life, the livelihood, and the oyer of Torah, of mitzvahs that have become kadosh or gives kedusha to the person while he's doing the mitzvah, who nilkach, it's taken v'nishpa and has a, it's influenced by rak mikdushasa va'oyrin shel Torah kedusha. Unbelievable. I think this might be the Indian. I think even they say l'shem yichud before, but even the Goyen who held, even though those who didn't say l'shem yichud, but they said beforehand, "Hinni mechaven to do this mitzvah." And he said the pasuk in the Torah, "Kach chabem arishon." You see, every time you say l'shem yichud or yiratzin before any mitzvah, they always try to meramez. They bring out the pasuk where this mitzvah lies or where the mitzvah of the rabbanon comes from in the Torah. They say before sfir sayim or sfatchem machas shabbos, those words, because the pshat is that the kedusha of the mitzvah comes from the pasuk. So that's why we always, that's why before you do a mitzvah, the Hiratzans have in it the Inyan, the Pasuk, or the where the mitzvah came from. I'll tell you another Zach, the Gevaldige Zach. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin, Lamed, Yoim, Koidim, Aregel, Shoilim, Vidar, Shabinyon, Achag. What's this Inyan of Shoilim, Vidar, Shabinyon, Achag? So Pashav Shad is, you have to know what to do. How are you supposed to know what about cleaning for Pesach, all the dinim, and how to make matzahs? If you start the day before Pesach, says, what am I supposed to do now? You know, I don't know. You should have learned to. But I still brought down a svarim that more so, there's another Indian over here, which Moshe Rabbeinu was sakin, not only because you have to know, because maybe if you have a way to figure out quicker, how to find out what to do, you'll be able to do it. But the Kedusha of the Yom Tiv comes from the Inyanim of the Torah, that where it comes from, where it stems from. If you learn Inyanim Yom Tiv, you learn in Yoni Chanukah before Chanukah, or on Chanukah. You learn in Yoni Purim before Purim. You learn in Yoni Pesach before Pesach. That brings in the Kedusha of Yontiv. It brings in, that's what brings in the Kedusha of Yontiv. The fact that it stems from the Torah. Avadi will be able to do the mitzvah without it. It's not the Shaila. But if a person wants to have a do the mitzvah on a higher level, then what they did in certain yeshivas, they gave shiurim on the Yonim of Yontiv. Or they gave mamarim on the Yonim of Yontiv. Where does that come from? The idea is that the you speak about the Inyoni Ayomtiv, that brings the Kedusha of Yom Tov, because you're speaking about the Divrei Torah of the Ayomtiv. It's Gevald Gezach. It's not just Stamep's Inyan, okay, have to know what to do. Getting involved in the Yom Tov before in the Torah, that is what brings in the Kedusha of Yom Tov. The Torah Shabbat brings the Kedusha of Yom Tov. When you learn, any Torah brings in Kedusha, but the Torah of the Yom Tov for sure, that's where it stems from. So we want to get connected with the Kedusha of the mitzvah. You want to get totally, as much as we could, absorb of the Kedusha. There's an Indian about Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. That comes from that Indian. V'yesh L'chav V'gam Zeh Indian Kosek V'ner Mitzvah Torah K'inan Ha'ner She'en L'Batz V'shum Or Klal Rak Ma'or Amer. But this Indian, what I just told you now, also is Nirmaz in the Pasuk. Because the idea is that Mitzvah Ner doesn't have anything on its own. and it comes all from the Torah, which is from the Ur. That means the Ner itself is not a Zach that brings Ur. Just it comes from the Ur Torah. All the Ur of the mitzvahs comes from the Ur Torah. That's where everything comes from. So at the end of the day, we know that the Kedusha of Torah is mashpia on all the mitzvahs. That's really where it comes from, the mitzvahs. Not only just like we said before, that the Kedusha mitzvahs is only there b'shas ma'isa. He went a step level, a higher level. Everything comes from the Torah. Now, Kana ben Shoyl, the person asks himself, so after this gewaldige perik about the Kedusha of Torah and how great Torah is and what Torah is all about, and even brings the Kedusha to all the mitzvahs, so ma'li v'letzara is not chas shalom tzara, but what do I have to get involved in all the mitzvahs? Let's just sit and learn Torah. Let him just connect it to Torah and get everything. Why do you have to do mitzvahs, b'chal? As I frekt l'chaim v'lozha now. Vaday shegam ha'esek b'Torah levad b'li kiyum ha'mitzvahs klal chas v'sholem gam kein ein klo. He says it's zero. A person would sit and learn and would not do any mitzvahs. That means he doesn't keep mitzvahs. He just does Torah. He sits and learns. And Yivam is Kalaimer Elatira. A person says, I only learn Torah. Af Torah ain't like it's a Gemara. Uperk Shane the Brachis, Managal Puna the Rabba, Rabba said, Tachas Chachma, Tshuva Umasim Toivim. Tshuva Masim Toivim. And Rashi said over there, what does it mean, Tshuva Masim Toivim? Ikra Shal Torah Shiyehe Yima, Tshuva Masim Toivim. Shaloye Adam Kaira Vishaino Boyd Bob Rabba, Shanem Rish Chachmir is Hashem Sechot of Chalasem, Lilandem Lenemer Eleloi Sehem. Says Reb Chaim V'Lozhina, a person shouldn't say to himself that Torah is the Iker B'Meila, and I learned Reb Chaim V'Lozhina, and Nefesh Chaim Shardal, and it says so great about learning Torah, so I think from now on, the Iker is learning Torah, leave it alone, the davening tefillah a little bit on the side, the davening is not so important, and the mitzvahs, no, I have Torah, that's the Iker, and that's the biggest Kedusha, that's Kedusha lies. Says Reb Chaim V'Lozhina, it's not going to work, you're not going to have anything. And the Pshat, I saw, brought down by Oymek Ha'inyan, because the Kli, you cannot get Kedusha without having a Kli. You have to have some kind of vessel to get Kedusha. And the Kli that we have in this world, when we're living in this world, is only our guf. I can only get Kedusha onto my guf. And the connection, the Kli that makes the Kli for all the Torah, the Kedusha's the Torah to fall in, is the mitzvahs that a person does. So it's, where do we grab this Kedusha? If you do the mitzvahs that you're supposed to be doing a day, that you're forming your guf into a kli for the kedusha, and then all the Torah could fill it up. Then your kedusha's a Torah could almost like a ner, like you have a ner which is, has a glass, and you have inside oil, and you have a fire. So we're building the kli and the oil and the psila and everything for the shalavis, and then the ur itself is what fills up our neshama. So the metzias is that we cannot get Kedusha Satara, and we cannot gain from Torah if we don't do mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is what? Is the kli kibul for our Torah. But avada, Torah on a level biyachas to mitzvahs, doesn't compare b'chal. Torah is way, k'tarma Torah k'nei kul, like we said before, the Kedusha Satara is way greater. B'shmois Rabba, kol mishu yedeh Torah ve'ein oisa, mutav lo yishu yetze lo'olam, ela nefcha shil yaponav, v'cheinu b'v'ikri Rabba, b'tanchum, parash ekev. I don't look these all up, but these are all Chaim V'Lozhin with his vast ideas. The people of Madaik and learn Chaim V'Lozhin like a piece of Gemara, they Madaik, why the other eight Midrashim that speak about this, he didn't bring down, he only brought down these Midrashim, and they touch up why these Midrashim have something more than the other Midrashim. But I'm just saying, we're just getting the basic idea. And then he brings a Zohar HaKadosh, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going to say the Targum. Kol mi sho'is v'Torah b'olam hazeh, it's in parentheses afterwards, v'koyin ha'maisim tovim, yorish olam shalom. So over here it does say, over here it sounds like you do get some kind of schar in the Zohar, it sounds like you do get some kind of schar. So they try to explain over here, the Mepharshim, they explain it, that must be because the person had some mitzvahs. Somewhat he had some mitzvahs. He didn't have any mitzvahs at all. But upon him, the Zohar also says that a person's oisik in Torah doesn't oisik maisim tovim, which maisim tovim according to the Zohar means mitzvahs, so he will not be zeichet to the full extent of Torah. Ad sha'amru b'peir kamen davay the Zohar kol oisik b'Torah levad doima kimi she'en lo elka chas v'shalom. Someone who's oisik in Torah and does not, and doesn't know anything else, is a ki'ilu, he does not believe in Hashem Chas V'Shalom. We have to know why is that the mashal? Why is that the ki bilti kiyum amitzis? One more paragraph. Stop. Kiyum amitzis chas v'shalom ein davar b'melis aches. Oh, this is what he says. This is what I'm talking about. Ki bilti kiyum amitzis chas v'shalom ein davar b'melis aches l'skasher ba'ora Torah lishreisal l'skayim boy. This is the line that if you do not have kiyum amitzis, the Torah doesn't have what to grab onto, what to connect to, what to bring the earth to, what to fill up with, and he came in l'skayim. But the etzem kedushas hamitzvahs is not a thing for itself; it gets from the Torah. So again, this gevaldi, we saw this beautiful Reb Shlomo Haim, which is stamma, a beautiful zach, that when just like the such a mitzvah is Torah shebiksav that has kedush, brings kedusha to our kodesh, we have to realize that a person who learns Torah also has kedusha. Ad kedei kach, Reb Sadi Goyen looked at a bench, our kodesh. There's all it's servicing a sefer Torah. Right now, we're all learning now, we're a shtick Sefer Torah. It could be I'm not 24 hours a day Sefer Torah. Some people are 24 hours a day Sefer Torah. But right now, we have Divrei Torah on us. It's like the klaf, and we have Divrei Torah with us. We're a shtick Torah. So you have to realize, it's a little bit of service about when we use our mouth not properly or something, using our guf not properly, because we're shtick Sefer Torah. Madach, the Reb Sadi Goyen, looked at the where he's sitting on his own kodesh. What about the person's guf himself? He has Kedusha. Not a simple thing. A person has Kaddish. A person is really Kaddish. Every year is Kaddish. And besides what we saw now about the Gevaldik, the source of all Kaddish of all mitzvahs stems from the Torah. That's why sometimes we would say Pesukim before. That's why we know that the Kaddish could evaporate after the mitzvah is gone. And that's why when you learn the Inyan of something, it also brings Kaddish into that thing, that mitzvah you're going to do.